I want to welcome you to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yega Diamond. What's up, peoples? How you doing? It is a great day, and I'm so very excited to be here. You know, I absolutely think that this is really an amazing show because I get to speak with people who are doing things all over the world, you know, and they're doing things because it makes them happy. It's something that is within them that they have to get out, that they have to share. And I have to highlight that, and I have to make sure that you know that it's there, just like this next book that we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to put the QR code in the corner over here so that you can see it, and it'll take you straight to Amazon. So that way you go ahead and check it out for yourself. It's Jericho Ruined. And we have the author here. Yay! And I want to make sure that I might just torture this name. And it's so easy. It's Ciara Mitchell, and I hope I said that right.
Yes, Sierra Mitchell, yes.
Sierra. See, I told you. I told you. Welcome to the show, Sierra. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Yaya.
Oh, anytime. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what led up to this point where you wrote a book.
Okay. Well, a little bit about me. I am a self-published author. I am a writer at heart, and I always wanted to write a book, but I didn't have a story. So, basically I'm a lover. So, it's a book. It is inspired by a love story basically. And that's how it kind of came about. I love to write, and basically we kind of just, our relationship kind of just like flourished, but we were young, so it wasn't a very good relationship, and I just decided to write it all down in the story form.
So I have to say that when I first saw the title, I was like, okay, is this a book about Jericho and the walls coming down, or is this a book about love and the walls coming down?
Okay, that's a really good question. So Jericho is the main character. Mm-hmm. And of course I got the name from the biblical story. Yes. And it is more so about how Jericho's walls were formed, and then like giving reason for them coming down eventually. Right. But Jericho is a strong character, and a developing character, and Jericho was young and had no idea about the world. But when you read the book, you'll see kind of I guess the parallel of the walls and that sort of thing.
That's so cool. That is so cool. So, I mean, okay, so you wrote the book, you got the book out there. How did it make you feel once you did that?
Well, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I wanted to write a book. I just knew I wanted to write. So once I had the book in my hand and I saw my name on it, I was like, oh, wow. This is real. Mm-hmm. So it just took on a life form of its own, if that makes sense.
It does. It really does. I mean, writing a book is something that everybody pretty much thinks about at one point in their life, but not everybody goes through with it. You know what I mean? What was it like for you when you were developing your characters and putting everything in there? I mean, where did it take you on a journey as well? Did you change your mind on a few things?
So because the story is inspired by real life events. Mm-hmm. Inspired by real life events. I held the kind of the depiction in my memory. So basically, once I started writing, it just came all out.
Right.
Like, and it didn't take very long. I wrote it in a short amount of time, and the story was what it was because it was kind of personal to me. And so I didn't really make many changes. I did, however, relive a lot of the emotional type of feelings and expressions and everything, you know. After I wrote it, I can say that I forgot a lot of what I put in. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to read it again.
Wow.
And then when it got to like really difficult chapters, like it took me a while to even go forward. So I'll say that it was even a therapeutic experience for me.
I would figure that. I mean, I would think that that would be something that would be therapeutic, definitely, and helping you to get over things. I mean, do you suggest that people write a book if they go through a certain circumstance that just they need that closure on?
Absolutely, I do. I guess the therapeutic side for yourself, but also for the reader, because you never know like where someone is in their life, mm-hmm. and how your story may inspire someone else. And so I didn't know that it would reach anyone. I didn't know if people would judge me. I didn't know if I would be accepted, you know, as a writer. And there's so much in the book. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of everything for everybody, you know.
Right.
So I'll say that, yes, you know, getting it all out, and then also offering, you know, your story for someone else to find or identify with the character. It was a great experience for me, so I absolutely would encourage people to do that.
Definitely. Are you gonna write another book? By any chance?
Yes. Actually, right now, I am earning my PhD in general psychology. So I'm writing my dissertation. I'm finishing chapter 4 and chapter 5 right now. And my aspiration is once I earn my degree, once I finish school, I'm going to write another book, Ruined, also with Jericho as a character. Jericho may not be the main character, but I'm definitely going to continue writing.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we all cheered over here. Yes, definitely. I mean, I absolutely love it. Love it. Love, love, love it. Wow. Oh, you're hooked. I mean, hook, line, center. They got you. The book got you, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. Jericho Ruined, it was my first novel. I published a second book over the pandemic. It's titled Hood Queen. Mm-hmm. It's more of like a diary, short story, kind of like just a stream of consciousness. You know, interesting. I'll say it's interesting. But Jericho Ruined is my first novel, and then I published Hood Queen in 2020. So,
wow. Wow. Well, I want to congratulate you. Definitely congratulate you on everything. Right here, you can see the book. You can see Jericho Ruined. It's on Amazon, as you can see here. And I love the fact that you're going, you're writing your dissertation. Congratulations.
Thank
getting
you.
Your doctorate degree. Yay.
Dreams come true. Like,
oh, wow. That is, it's a lot of work, girlfriend. It's a lot of work. I'm telling you. Girl, I wouldn't do that again. Anyway, so where can people find you so that they can follow you? And I know that the book is going to be in the corner over here. It's right there. It's on Amazon. And you can go ahead and scan that QR code in the top corner over here, wherever that is on your screen. But where else can people find you so they maybe can follow you and get the other books, and then follow your journey as you get your doctorate degree, girl? What?
Yes, so I can be found on Facebook. I have one social media, and it's Facebook. It's really me on there. It's Sierra Mitchell, like my name is spelled, and I have an author page that is linked to my personal profile on Facebook where people can follow me.
So people can actually find you there on Facebook. And if you go ahead and go down, you'll see all the things she loves. But not only that, huh?
I said for sure.
Yeah. And you, girlfriend, they can follow you here. And obviously, there is other things about you, details mm-hmm. and all kinds of different, and how to pronounce the name. But thank you so much for joining us here on Dream Chasers Radio. And thank you so much for writing the book. We can't wait for you to graduate. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yeah, really, I do.
Thanks. Anytime. Oh, and I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different, but most of all, don't forget to go ahead and scan that QR code or go ahead and go to Amazon.com. You can go also go to Yaya Diamond's book club and find the book in there. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. And until next time, guys, see ya. Thank you.